This is Beer Here, a weekly podcast on WFMU.org and blog at beerhere.blogspot.com.
This week we caught up with Mikkel, the brewer from Danish brewery Mikkeller, for some bowling at the first ever beer event at the Gutter in Williamsburg.
We're at the Gutter in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, with Mikkel, the brewer, proprietor of Mikkeller Brewery. Is that how we call it?
Yeah, you can call it that. If you want to, there are many different ways of knowing it.
You're Danish. You live in Denmark.
Yep.
So how do you say the name of your brewery in Danish?
You either say Mikkeller or Mikkeller.
Your brewery is one of these unique breweries that doesn't actually exist.
Exactly.
You're an ethereal brewer. Or BR likes to call you a gypsy brewer.
Yeah, that's what people say.
Yeah, that's a common name now for brewers who don't have a home but who also aren't contract brewers, is a gypsy brewer.
Before we talk about the brewery and the beers that you make, when did you start getting into craft beer?
12 years ago. Denmark is so dominated by Carlsberg, and when I was a student and young, obviously we drank the cheapest stuff, which was Carlsberg. But then, I mean, at some point, just 10 years ago, I just thought, this is not right. I mean, there must be something more interesting. So I started drinking Belgian beers 12 years ago or something.
Back 10 years ago, were there any or many craft breweries, small breweries in Denmark?
Zero.
There were none?
Nope.
But Carlsberg, they don't do just the one style, right?
No, they have different styles. I mean, in 1998, we had 9 breweries in Denmark, and 5 years later, we had 110.
That's a big difference.
It is. So a lot of stuff happened at that point in Denmark.
So you said you brew in Belgium. Do you brew all your beers in Belgium?
Nope. Belgium, Norway, Scotland, some in Denmark as well. We brew collaborations in different places, but the Mikkeller brand is brewed in 4 different countries right now.
Do you think you'd ever want to have your own brewery?
Nope. Hell no. Never.
Why?
I don't have to do all the boring stuff. Like, I don't have to clean, I don't have to bottle, I don't have to know what this machine does and how it does it better. I can make a recipe, I can go and brew my beer with people that knows how to, which valve to turn, and gives a good freedom, and I don't want to give that up.
Basically, you like the creative side of it.
Oh, yes.
You're sort of like a bachelor brewer. A new brewery every week.
Exactly. A new brew every week. Last year, we released 76 new beers, actually, in 1 year. So it's a fun part of it. It's for me, the second time you brew a beer, it's, you know what it's like, so it's getting boring. I mean, I want to do new stuff, do new recipes, and test new things.
So you'd never want to have, say, a flagship beer, where it's just the same beer, that's the Mikkeller beer is a certain beer. You always want to change it up.
If I could, I would brew every beer once and then do a new one, because, as I said, that's the interesting part of brewing is creating a recipe and creating a way of doing it and then tasting it to see if you got what you wanted, I think, and then move on to the next project.
Before we talk about your beers, I have to ask you, am I famous in Denmark?
You are very famous, actually. I probably knew you many years before you knew me.
We won't tell people why.
No, but
it's totally legal. It has nothing to do with anything seedy.
Very legal.
This one's for you. I want to go to Miami.
Oh, yes.
You know, we met a brewer from Denmark last year, and he had a strikingly strange resemblance to you. Was it you?
He was bad-mouthing you. He was going around saying that Mikkeller beers were terrible, that his beers were better.
Yeah, his evil twin, probably.
Ah, your evil twin. You actually have a brother, a twin brother, who's also a brewer.
Yep, and who's an identical twin brother, so...
Do you guys ever put anybody on and change identities?
We did when we were younger.
Okay, well, you might surprise us one day and do it...
Yeah, we surprised a few young girls in Denmark, so...
This is what I'm picturing. I'm picturing some world beer competition that one of your beers is awarded a gold medal and both of you go up to the podium and fight to say that it's yours.
Yeah, exactly. That would be cool. That's a good idea, actually. We'll do that.
Tell us about some of your beers, some of the most interesting beers. Tell us something special about your process, how you come up with the ideas.
My recipes are mostly done in the shower in the morning, actually, because when I wake up and I'm an A personality, okay, I can wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and be all fresh and be all talking and happy. And so when I'm in the shower in the morning, I think a lot about beer. I start getting ideas. So often when I come out of the shower, the first thing I do is to take a notebook and just write recipes. So that's actually where ideas come up.
List your top favorite three McKellar beers.
We have one on tonight, the Drink in the Sun. This year it's 2.4%. We made it less alcohol each year. I like it because it has a lot of flavor, but you can drink it like it's water, actually.
I had that tonight. It's really delicious. It's one of those session beers, and yeah, I mean, you can drink that all day long. And not
4%, so you can drink like 10 liters of it and still not be drunk, which is, I think.
And you started, cool. It was what, 3.4?
3.9, then 3.4, 2.9, and 2.4. Next year it will be 1.9.
Do you think you'll get to a point where it's negative 0.2%?
There was this race about from Scottish brewery Brewdog and a German brewery, who makes the strongest beer in the world. So we talked about how can you make a beer that is 0%. And we talked about if you kind of make people do exercise while they drink it, they actually burn more alcohol than they take in. So we could actually do that.
So there'd be instructions on the bottle.
Yeah, exactly. So you actually
drink
more alcohol than what you're taking in.
That's very good. Yeah. Have you brewed in the United States yet?
Yeah, not on this trip, but...
Where have you brewed before?
I've brewed 3 times in Indiana at Three Floyds, which is, they're good friends of mine. In my opinion, they make some excellent, excellent beers. I've also brewed in California at Stone together with Alesmith. No, at Cigar City in Florida last year.
And you're going to be brewing on this trip too, right?
Yeah, with Hill Farmstead in Vermont.
How many breweries do you think you've brewed at in your career so far?
About 20.
Wow. And were any of them Anheuser-Busch?
No, but I just brewed in Russia. At Baltica, which is it's owned by Carlsberg. It's half of Carlsberg worldwide. It was a collaboration with Carlsberg's sub-brand. So I just did a collaboration with Carlsberg, so that's pretty cool.
Do you have a fantasy brew situation, some place that you'd love to brew that is unlikely, or a type of beer that you'd love to brew which wouldn't be easy to do?
I want to brew, you know, Orvel, the Belgian beer. I want to do an American-hopped version of Orvel. At Orvel with the monks. I actually asked them to do a collaboration brew and they kind of turned it down. So.
Maybe if you went to the priesthood first.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's probably in the cards.
No. Not.
Mikkel, thanks so much. Thanks for sitting with us and speaking with us and telling us a little bit about your brewery.
It's my pleasure.
We are speechless.
Is it Tak? Tak? Tak, Mikkel.
I want to go to Miami.
Tune in next week when BR does an interview with Brian of Stillwater Brewing from Baltimore, Maryland.
Thanks for listening to Beer Here.